This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary third-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus Providence Reformation Line. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm going to throw some figures at you really quick. 40.3 million. 40.3 million. 81% of that number is trapped into forced labor. 75% of women and girls. 1 in 4 victims of human trafficking are children. Hold that thought. Joining me, and I don't even know where he's at, because he's always on the road. Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, joining me from Nashville, Tennessee is country music singer and former Black Hawk helicopter pilot, Ryan Weaver. Good evening, sir.
How you doing? I really appreciate you bringing me on.
Well, I think you're trying to do something pretty important here, because I don't know if anybody else is doing this.
I think it's going to be the project's a little bit unique, or a lot of bit unique, but I think that what we're about to do is going to help change the landscape of those numbers that you just presented, and that's really why we got in a fight.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit, if we may. What attracted you to this? I mean, you're a country music singer now. You go out, you headline, and you support other acts. You do your own stuff. You do your own touring. You're shooting music video all over the place and everything. What attracted you? And what we're referring to, for those that don't understand what we're saying, he's about to shoot a music video called Arrival, which he's going to share, and we'll get into the details of that. But what attracted you to this project?
Well, I mean, initially it was going to be just a music video, and a lot of folks out there, you know, they, if you don't know who I am or my background, but we did a music video a little bit back with Chris Peronto and John Tigan that honored the Benghazi 4, and then my two brothers as a two-time Gold Star family member. Myself, my brother and I were deployed to Iraq in 2004, and my brother and he was killed in action, and my brother-in-law was killed in action in 2013. And we made a music video that honored the Benghazi 4, my brothers, and we really, you know, I have a choice as a country music artist to do music and have message songs and honor, you know, folks. And I have a voice. And fortunately, I was touring around with professional bull riders in all of 2018 and 19 across the nation, honoring our fallen law enforcement, first responders, and military. And, you know, the message and the folks out in the U.S. and the patriotism was just incredible. And we had an opportunity on this one, the project we're about to get into, to do another music video. But when I started getting into the numbers that you were just talking about, when I started learning more and more about what is going on in the human trafficking world, we realized that a music video is great, but it's not going to be able to fully tell the story that we need to tell. So we decided to do a short film / public service announcement and a music video, collateral music video, to help promote it. But we're going to give this short film to every single human trafficking and sex trafficking organization across the United States to get to help them out with the fight.
The story that you're going to be presenting is a good story. The way you're going to present it is going to be quite dynamic. I believe the military population referred to it as kinetic nowadays. We just called it hitting something else. But you know, back that was my day. Back in the
right.
How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 47. I actually just turned 47 in February.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're not that. I was going to say, well, you probably weren't even born when I got out of the Army, son. I never had. But that's okay. Yeah, you were born when I got out of the Army. Now, for you, is this cathartic for you to be doing this? I mean, it's one thing to get out there and to celebrate your brothers in arms, your brothers-in-law. Is this something you feel compelled to do? I mean, when you look at who the primary victims of this are, it sort of begs for attention. Are you feeling like this is just something you got to do? Is this just a mission that popped up for you?
Well, I think one of the things when I started doing the research on this that I realized instantly, within minutes, was that I've got so many friends in the shooter community, tactical community, military community, whatever that realm. I have so many friends that are in the middle of doing this that are actually involved in the fight, and I knew very little about it. And I can't say that I'm embarrassed, because if you don't know what you don't know and you find out what you do know, at least you have the opportunity to do something with that information.
Right.
And once I started doing those research and the numbers and seeing and talking to folks, talking to victims, talking to counselors who were victims, talking to different organizations out there that are involved in the middle of this, it was something that, you know, the message has to be told. We have to be able to get it out there, because folks aren't talking about it. If we were talking about it, even in the conservative community or whatever community we're in, I would be around that all the time. But it's happening under our noses. It's on our front doorstep. And a lot of folks, including myself, didn't know or don't know a whole lot about it, or are recently finding out about it, because it's spread across the U.S., across like an epidemic.
Yes, it is. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Now, you're trying to crowdsource this. You're trying to self-fund this. And this is being produced by Triple Martini, which, for those who don't know, I mean, Max Martini, he's an actor. His brother Chris is the one that's actually going to be, that has a production company that's going to do this. This is going to be an undertaking, and you're trying to get it funded. Where can people go to look at that?
WeaverCountry.com is my website, and we actually just did an interview yesterday with Chad Prather, and if folks don't know him, the conservative cowboy, but we did an interview. It talks about the project, talks about what we're, you know, my background, all of that. And but you can go to my website, and there's also a link on there that a photo that says Rival on it. It's essentially our advertisement photo for it right now. And there's an Indiegogo account or Indiegogo campaign that's being done, but we're also doing corporate product placement sponsorships and corporate sponsorships to go with that. If folks want to be extra cast members, you know, behind the scenes, those kind of things, we have to fund this. And, you know, you get to be part of an amazing message, but, you know, we've got those kind of sponsorships available as well.
And it doesn't matter how much you give. If you give $1, $2, $5, whatever it is, this is all going to go to this cause. Because once they make this music video, yes, there will be a song behind it, but they're going to take this music video and give it to every human trafficking organization in the United States or in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. The short film itself, which is, you know, going to be its own project, it's a 15-minute short film. We're looking at trying to get this presented to all of the major networks to be able to create something even bigger. And a collateral music video that's going to be something entirely different. It's two projects that are going to piggyback off of each other, essentially. But that short film has become the main project now.
I got you. We're coming up on the first break. WeaverCountry.com, that's the website, yeah? Go check this young man's stuff out. Go check out his song, Burn. I'd never heard that until he sat down in front of me. And then as soon as you walked away, I downloaded it and listened to it. Oh, my goodness, son. Can you belt it?
I appreciate it.
You can belt it. We'll be right back. I'm talking to country music singer Ryan Weaver. This is Lock and Load.
AZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Ryan Weaver. He's got a little, well, he's a country music singer. He sings. Yeah. How often are you on the road singing?
Well, we did 14 shows, arena shows in 2018, and I did four with them in 2019 and three in Australia, and be heading out to Australia for another five shows with them. But we probably do two or three either speaking, motivational speaking engagements or concerts every month or so. That's about where we're at. We got a bunch that are getting locked in right now at the beginning of the year, so.
I'm going to give everybody a top 10 states for human trafficking. California with 1,656 confirmed cases, Michigan 383, Georgia 375, Nevada 313, Illinois 296, North Carolina 287, Pennsylvania 275, Arizona 231. It seems like I haven't found it just yet, but what is the basis behind arrival is going to be a child being taken?
Yes.
Now what?
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask when a child is taken, and the most at risk children or people for human trafficking are runaways. So if a child is taken, how much time does somebody realistically have to try to track them down and get them back?
I guess it varies on the organization that's providing the statistics, but between 24 and 48 hours. Once you get past that 48 hour mark, the likelihood of finding that child is extremely small and extremely difficult because they're trafficked pretty quickly.
Yeah. A lot of them, especially children, are trafficked for adoption in a lot of cases.
Yeah,
but they're also forced labor, sexploitation, if you want to call it that. Lots of babies born into human trafficking from victims of human trafficking. Yes, sir?
I think one of the staggering statistics are the increase in boys that are being trafficked. And there's been a significant increase in that as of late. And a lot of folks don't realize that although you hear the runaways and that side of it, there are kids that are being sold by their parents to folks. There are kids that are being trafficked into sex slavery, or work slavery or whatever it may be, by folks that they know. And it's not just a coming into the United States, it's a going out of the United States. And but it's also on the doorstep of every neighborhood. As you listen to the different statistics from states to states, you're looking states that are north in the U.S. and states that are south in the U.S. and the pipelines that are going through these. I mean, we have a huge problem here in Tennessee. They've got billboards all over the place, and you're right in the middle of the U.S. It really is hitting every demographic. It's hitting both sexes. Obviously, it's not just hitting kids. There are adults that are being taken as well. I've heard stories of friends being in clubs with other friends and somebody either hitting a drink or one in particular. They watched the girl washing her hands in the sink, and she got stuck in the back of her neck with a needle, and she was in her early 20s. And you hear stories like that all the time. Being actually abducted is probably one of the rarest, and when I say rare, one is too many. But that's actually the rarest form of it. It's usually a progressive relationship. The Romeos online and apps, the gaming community, all these different ways, since the internet is so readily available for young kids to get onto, even the simple apps of Snapchat and different things like that. I'm not using Snapchat as the only example, and not saying that it's the cause of it, because it's not. The predators just know that those apps are readily accessible on kids' phones, and then of course the gaming world as well. Those are just one of a couple of multiple ways that these kids are, the Romeos are approaching them. But yes, it's such a dynamic crime, and that's the reason why it's spreading so fast, because there's so many different methods in demographics that are being reached. It's just spreading like wildfire.
There was a website called Backpage, and it was a classified advertising website where they would advertise this kind of thing. It was supposedly under the heading of market. It was the largest marketplace for buying and selling sex. But when law enforcement took it over in 2018, they also found some other stuff out here. Looking at what's happening here in the United States, you look at states like that you would never imagine have an issue. I'm not surprised about California, though. Are you surprised about California?
With the different sanctuary cities and what they've got set up over there with the laws and protecting illegal aliens coming in, it makes it an easier situation for them to travel and stay out of trouble. And, you know, there's just, but the population density over there is pretty significant as well. So there are multiple factors, obviously, that play into it. But I think that, you know, like you said, there are so many states that were listed in that top 10 that you would never, you're thinking that, that they're a good place to live and, great communities and whatnot. And I think that those are the folks that we're trying to reach with this message, because it's not just a movie, like we've seen in Hollywood. It's not just a movie that's happening. This is real life, and it's happening to every kind of economic status and person out there.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this, and then I want to talk about what we need to do to help you along with this project. But what's the name of your website again?
WeaverCountry.com.
And I presume there's links to all of this stuff where if somebody wants to get involved with this, which everybody should want to get involved with this, but...
There is a photo on the front, on my main page. It has the word arrival on it. All you got to do is click on that photo. It'll take you straight to the Indiegogo campaign that we've got going for smaller donations and all the way up to presenting sponsor donations, contributions. And if anybody wants to email me directly, you have my email contact information on there, and we're happy to present, provide any information for corporate product placement sponsorships as well.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone. to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. If you live in Washington, D.C., you have a higher chance of falling victim to human trafficking than anywhere else in the United States. 11.66 per 100,000 fall victim to human trafficking in Washington, D.C., which is interesting. Joining me again is country music singer Ryan Weaver. The biggest problem with human trafficking is, while the one you're portraying is a forced sort of abduction human trafficking, most human trafficking is almost more psychological, isn't it?
It is. I for the scenario that we're writing up, as far as the abduction side of is concerned, she's going to be potentially introduced to the pimp through a Romeo. So we're going to be portraying that. But quite honestly, I'm waiting on the script to see exactly how the scenario is going to work out. We got two incredible script writers that are working. Chris Martini, Max Martini's brother, is working on the script with Adam Desperito. And they're going to run through a few different trafficking situations that end up in a rescue, and all of these things are going to be based off of what has actually happened, true story, has actually happened. So, because we want the message to be as genuine as possible. As far as the stealing kids out of parking lots and different things. We hear about those stories all the time. The relationship building and the psychological, wooing, as I guess you could say, that it's a much more complex and time consuming process. So, there are a lot of indicators, obviously, along that process that could keep it from happening. But, you're absolutely right. There is a huge psychological element to it.
Do you think the reason that it is not more prevalent as far as, like, we know lots of stuff about opioid addiction and other drug addictions. We know about gang violence. We know about all these scourges. Do you think the reason we don't hear more about human trafficking is because most of the victims are runaways, sort of, would we want to call them society's rejects? I mean, what is that the problem?
I wouldn't necessarily say so. I think that contributes to the problem. I think it's a taboo subject that is uncomfortable to talk about. It's a taboo subject that folks don't want to think about their child, being taken or being wooed into this. Either way, on the extreme side of the kidnapping side of it. But then, yes, you do have the runaway portion of it. But it's just such a it's such a sensitive subject because there's so much involved in when the trafficking takes place and what happens to the victims on such a broad scale of everything that no one wants to talk about. And the only way that you can address that, and also how the rescues are being done and how that's all taking place and how our government has, obviously with the new signed legislation that's been put into play, more organizations will be getting money for this. The OGAs are the ones that are out there really doing a lot of the work, and the nonprofit organizations are the ones doing a lot of work, and it's happening in the local community policing. But at the national level, it takes something on a national headline for people really start taking notice of that this is the cause. And it's also, a lot of families, when it happens to somebody, they want to focus more on the healing side of it than they do on the advocacy side of it, which is completely understandable. So I think it's just a tough conversation. But the thing is, we're willing to have that conversation. We're willing to get out there with this message and try and make a difference with it.
One of the things I noticed when I was looking at the stats, while we know about how many cases are out there as far as numerically, I can look at things and get 656, how many per 100,000, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's surprising how many actual investigations there are, because there's very few investigations of this, from what I'm seeing.
It's a really tough process when it comes to what law enforcement has to go through to be able to prove that this is this is what really happened. And the crazy thing is, you think of the numbers that are involved in what we're talking about. It's not a simple, hey, we're just gonna snatch somebody up and sell it to the guy on the street corner, like the drug numbers would be or something like that. It's a complicated process of coercion or and an intricate network, obviously, when you're talking about pipelines going right through the middle of Central America or Central U.S. United States. And then they're gone. And on the same regard, it's like, how do we know what happened if we don't know where they went? Because once you get them out of the country, many of the girls or boys now, or whatever it may be, are just disappearing. So it's kind of one of those, it's almost like, I'm sure that folks have walked out into or gone into Walmart or Kmart or whatever it may be, and they have those walls of missing people.
Yeah.
You're looking at these missing folks and how long they've been missing, and you think they're missing and nobody knows where they are. That's what this world is about. It's about getting them into that situation where obviously they're not going to be found, because they're making so much money off of it, and it's a pretty pretty scary thing to think about. And I'm not trying to fear monger anybody. that's why we're trying to raise awareness. So in those circumstances, we know what's going on out there, and you can recognize a situation that may be happening in your home or see it happening to other folks or whatever it may be, and speak up and make a difference.
WeaverCountry.com is where you can go. You can find links there to contribute, to donate. When you were just talking about this, the missing persons wall that you see up there, I think for a lot of people that becomes sort of a background thing. They walk by, it's like the flyers for, does your grass need cutting? I can detail your car, missing person. I think it just sort of falls in the background, and it never is as important as it becomes if it becomes one of yours, is it?
Absolutely. I'll be honest with you myself. Like I said, I really started looking into these numbers and looking into the problem and how huge it was, or it is, and how much bigger it's getting every day. And you look at that wall, and really for the first time, when I was walking by there last time, a couple weeks ago, I'm walking by, and then it really hits you. And there are so many folks out there, when you start hearing the stories, the legitimacy of this message becomes even clearer. Why we should be talking about this, and why it should be vigilant. I mean, everyone talks about having vigilance when you're out in public, when you're concealing. You know, I mean,
right.
They talk about that vigilance. Imagine that. Folks.
Let me get you. I tell you what. Let me get you. Hold on. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Arrival. My guest is Ryan Weaver. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I've been speaking with country music singer Ryan Weaver, and we've been talking about the problem. Now let's talk about what he's trying to do, at least to call attention to this, because let's face it, except for, you know, it's not a very out front, it's not an out front topic for some cases, for some reason. Arrival, Ryan, is basically going to be a sort of a pipe hitters goes and gets this baby girl back kind of video or presentation, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to run through a trafficking scenario. Essentially, the lead character's daughter will be taken into a trafficking situation, and we'll run through a quick investigative process, and then with Chris Ferranto, John Tigan, and David Benton, three Benghazi heroes, along with Craig Sawman Sawyer, who is running Vets for Child Rescue, and several other folks, Kren Mosier, Diana Muller, JP Cervantes, all of these folks that are in the tactical community and shooter community. They're going to finish off the film with a rescue, and we'll provide some statistics just like you have on the problem and the number of rescues that actually take place and the realistic expectations. And then we're going to give it out to every single human and sex trafficking organization in the U.S. that wants to use it, and all they have to do is put their public service announcement on the backside of it. Because a lot of those organizations don't have the funding or the ability to put a production like this together, and it'll give them the opportunity to have another marketing tool to get the message out. And we'll have the music video as a collateral promotional on you know, an outside media outlet to promote the film as well, so that we've got as many hits going on the short film and public service announcement as possible.
Now, where the problem comes in, because of the people they're using, like some of these people, like Dinah Muller, Kren Mosier, two females. Kren is the most business-like female I've ever met in the gun industry. She is nothing but business. I mean, I interviewed her. She sat like she had a steel rod going through her spine. I mean, she does all kinds of. She competes in the tactical games and everything else. And I mean, that's not her background, but that's just her passion. And one of the most fearsome things I would think a child trafficker would face would be a tactically inclined mother, which is what Corinne is to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Sawman looks like a Yeti that's been shaved. Dude is just big. He's fearsome looking. He's a little older. I like that. I like that he's older. I like the old guys getting out there and, getting a reckoning for themselves. But this is a veritable who's who of tactical pipe hitters out there. Peronto, Tigan. These guys, peerless. The problem is going to be, this is not going to be a YouTube production. This is going to be a Hollywood production. This is going to be a Hollywood production. You're trying to bring in aviation armor and fast boats. You're going to be coming in the way a real military operation would occur, in depending on the region and the location, right?
Right. I mean, we're looking at airboat three-pronged assault with airboats, SWAT vehicles, Bearcats, armor, that kind of thing, and then an aviation assault as well. To take out an industrial complex, essentially, is the climax of the film at the end of the film. And if anybody out there knows how much aviation fuel costs, it's extremely expensive. And, just the fuel in itself, getting the aircraft off, maintained, all that, it costs money. The flight hours, the dollars per flight hour is crazy. But you also have to think about, we got to fly everybody down there. We're looking at filming in Florida right now. We have a location down there with Bat Defense, but we're looking at filming in Florida, and you have to fly the crew down there. You have to fly the cast down there. You have to have hotel rooms for them and transportation and feed them and, all these things that folks don't think about that are involved in putting a full-on production, a professional production together. We're not filming this on our cell phones and hoping that we can get it to Netflix and HBO. You have to create something that is really going to hit hard.
Yeah. And then none of that. As someone who shoots video at the level I shoot it at, I put three videos on YouTube the other day that had a grand total of, if I was actually charging money for this and everything, it would have cost somebody about $15,000. But just those three YouTube videos, totaling, maybe the three might total what your short film was, and with none of the assets, none of the things going into it, and but in any event,
everybody can get out there and help.
Yes.
You got ways.
nowadays with crowdsource funding, it doesn't. It's not the big $100,000 ones, although that would be really nice. But if you got $5, if you got $10, you're giving to a project that is calling attention to the most vulnerable of us.
Absolutely.
To children, to lost souls, that once they get into this pipeline, they're never seen again.
Right.
And how sad is that? Just to think about. Think about it. Some kid who something happened to him. They've run away. They're 23 years old. They get mixed up in this, and everybody goes for the rest of their lives wondering what happened to them, and nobody ever finds out.
Right. I think that if folks that are listening, if they can obviously you kind of folks you are in a excuse me some of the examples that folks use. You go and you get a cup of coffee every morning or whatever it may be for $18, it seems nowadays. But, you spend that $10 on something that that it's not going to hurt you to spend another $10 on something that is going to make a difference. Every single penny is going to go towards this film. And if we get thousands upon thousands of contributors to the Indiegogo campaign, it's going to get it funded really quickly. We do have opportunities for higher sponsorship dollars to, like I said, be behind the scenes, be there and film this whole thing with us, or even be a cast member in it. If you want to be a cast member in the film, we're going to give opportunities. And then your part, not just, I wouldn't say you're just, but it's a contribution that's going to give you something where you'll be able to watch it, for the rest of your life and know that you were an active role in significantly contributing to the cause. But like you said, $5, $10, Any level of contribution is going to make a difference because it all adds up. And, there are a lot of folks out there that have more money than others, but there are folks out there that don't have as much money, but they still want to contribute. And, you know, we're grateful to have any kind of support that we possibly can.
We're going to talk about this. We're going to continue to talk about this until production starts. So you'll be hearing from Ryan again. You'll be hearing from the cast. I mean, I'll have Corinne on and Diana, who've been on the show before, and a few people that haven't. And maybe I can get Sawman on here and just, you know, I just like to meet him. I bet you his hand would go all the way up to my elbow shaking my hand. So he just looks like a big,
pretty big dude, too.
Yeah, they all look like big people. So, and that's what I like about pipe hitters. But this is a very important topic. And it's a very important subject. And here we have, I mean, you don't have to do this. I mean, you're doing this because there's something compelling you to do it, but you don't have to. And
it's the right thing to do.
It is. And sometimes that's all it boils down to. From a Black Hawk, what kind of Black Hawk did you fly? Were you a medevac or what did you do?
I was just a logistics helicopter pilot with the 1st Armored Division in Iraq.
Well, you know, with some people on the ground, they would look at that and say, nice target. So flying a helicopter is a hairy thing, too, because they don't have that bathtub like the A-10s do in them. But anyway, one more time, give out the website where they can start getting involved.
It's weavercountry.com, and like I said, you look on the homepage right there, you're going to see an interview with Chad Prather, and if you want to watch that, you can get to know a little bit more about me. But then the arrival campaign poster, essentially, is right there on the homepage, and I'll take you straight to the Indiegogo. And if you're interested in corporate product placement, sponsorships, or getting involved as a, because we need helmets, we need eyewear, we need weapons, we need all that stuff as part of the film. But if you are interested in corporate product placement, sponsorships, or if you just want your business to be involved, obviously we would love to have you have businesses come in as production sponsors and a presenting sponsor to get this thing funded in big chunks.
He will be back. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.